This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm not 100% sure what the Nick Haley offense is going to look like, but I do feel like we're hearing some things from him at OTAs that we can absolutely hold him and this Texans team accountable toward, right? It's the physicality, I think, is one of the things that the Texans offense was missing. I think attention to detail was one of the things that the Texans offense was missing. From a personnel standpoint, this isn't as much coaching, but from a personnel standpoint, I think they were missing some speed in some places. And I think the drafting of Jalen Noll is going to help in that regard. But listen to Nick Haley talk about how everyone on this team is going to be responsible in the run game and for the physicality of the team overall.
Yes. It's an extent. Everybody will block. We're going to be committed to that in the run game. That's part of who we are. That's toughness. That's physicality. I think that's a non-negotiable, period. So,
Seth, it sounds simple enough. And Brandon Scott, by the way, here for Sean Pendergast in with Seth Payne. Man, that sounds simple enough, but the simple fact that they didn't really do it like that last year makes it worth mentioning and worth noting to me.
I thought, this is my totally from the gut, no ration or reason about this, and I can't even justify this opinion that I have. But I do feel, in general, when I listen to an NFL coach or if I watch him, especially if he's a small guy and Nick Haley's not a big guy, I want a guy who would fight anybody and everybody if he had to. I want a guy that's not going to back down to a 340-pound diva or anything like that. Nick Saban had that quality. Small guy, wouldn't care if he would have got his ass kicked or not. He'd fight you. Yeah. And especially Nick Saban has talked about this, about how there is a certain element to, you know, of having some physical courage about you when you're an NFL coach, because you're going to get guys sometimes that make more money than you, that get up in your face or whatever, and you got to be able to show that you're no punk. I like that part about Kaylee. As he was giving that, I felt like, yeah, Kaylee would fight me. He wouldn't care if he was going to get his ass kicked or not at all. He would fight me. And so when he says, all right, it's non-negotiable, there's got to be toughness, there's got to be physicality, it just feels a little bit different than if Bobby Slowick were to get up there and say that.
Yeah.
I feel like Bobby Slowick would try to negotiate his way out. So, and I'm not even taking that as a shot at Bobby Slowick. Bobby Slowick was always, it felt like, all right, I think he's really good on the whiteboard, but I don't know about when it comes to actually getting down in the dirt and coaching positions and technique and specifics and all of that. Like, Kaylee just feels like more of a blue-collar guy.
Yeah.
And I like blue-collar guys. I don't like guys that are just obsessed with their own brilliance or anything like that. Kaylee feels like a blue-collar guy that is going to, like, every time he talks, and it's all just talk at this point, he very much stresses the fundamentals and the technique and all of those things at the micro level that I think some offensive coordinators, especially in modern NFL, especially when the team was veering away from the run game as much as it was, now the game's veering back towards the run game, there's got to be an element of remembering that, no, this is a blue-collar job. This is not – I'm not a CEO. I'm not an engineer. This is a blue-collar job, and I'm going to treat it like that. And I think that is Kaylee's approach.
More from Texans first-year offensive coordinator Nick Kaylee on what he hopes to work on at these OTAs with verbiage and language and et cetera.
The fun part for me, to be honest with you, is establishing a foundation, which we talked about in phase one, just the terminology, the nomenclature, the language, okay, getting past that barrier. And, you know, there is some same as some of the verbiage. And then the second thing I would say is establishing the fundamentals, how we want to hit blocks, how we want to run routes, okay, what the routes are called. And I would say the third element of that, to piggyback off that, is really teaching the details of specifically how you want to run routes. What are the concepts? What are the details of the concepts, etc.? What's the intent of the play? And I think that's an important part. Like, we don't just call plays to call plays. There's an intentionality of why we're calling every single play for specific reasons. And I think that this is a great opportunity to really establish that foundation and move forward with that.
So what I loved about this, Seth, when we're talking about attention to detail, I'm listening to that clip and I just can't help but think back to a couple of things. The offensive line not necessarily knowing how to pick up stunts or how to communicate in specific situations like that. And then the receivers always seeming to have some kind of like weird spacing issues with their route running that I didn't always fully understand with the layman's eye. But sitting there watching the games with you, with guys like you and Clint Sterner,
no,
you guys were able to identify that from a mile away. Like, that doesn't look right. That's not supposed to look like that.
Yeah, these guys are not supposed to be running side by side 25 yards.
It doesn't take a football scholar to notice that.
Right.
Like, what the hell's going on there?
Sometimes it's just six. That's like in basketball. You can tell when the spacing is not right because it's every. Why is this a jumbled mess? That part too, and kind of understanding really the game in total. The part where everything really came to a head for me last year was the Green Bay game. Because in the Green Bay game, you had multiple instances of the offensive tackle and the running back both trying to block an interior defensive lineman while the actual edge rusher ran free. It was just vast, either guys not on the same page or miscommunications, whatever it might be. But then you also had at the end of the game in that sequence where, remember, CJ threw the ball to Tank Dell on the sideline and it was a meaningless throw it wasn't the throw that CJ should have made. And you find out after the game that there was no conversation during the two-minute break or anything about exactly what the plan was and exactly what the game management should be. That part of it, it felt like they were at a remedial level and a lot of the offensive side of the game. And I'm not, and we don't know if Nick Kaylee's going to be any different. He's just got to prove it. But the problem with the way that I think Slowik was trying to run that offense is that in the old days with the Kubiak-Shanahan type scheme, they really didn't want the quarterback to have to be doing a whole lot mentally. You want to get up, run the play, the answer is in the play. Whatever you see defensively, the answer will be there in the play. And I think that NFL defenses have just evolved beyond being able to operate like that because they're just too good at disguising coverages and blending coverages and giving a quarterback a murky picture that it's not so simple to just go out there, snap the ball, and find the answer, especially when you're playing behind a haphazard offensive line. So I think CJ hopefully having more on his plate mentally this year and understanding exactly what they're doing in specific situations and everything and having the authority to make changes at the line of scrimmage, because he's totally mentally capable of doing it. He just needs the reps and he needs the rest of the team to know what the hell they're doing too. There's just too many times last year where it's obvious guys didn't know what the hell they were supposed to be doing.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
So over the weekend, Seth, I went to the Improv and saw Tony Baker. Anybody doesn't know him, look him up. He's hilarious. But I had a good time at the Improv over the weekend, and it makes me think about, in this conversation, makes me think about Bobby Slowick, who I thought did an okay to decent, sometimes pretty good job at drawing up a script or writing a script for the game, but was awful at the Improv aspect of it. Awful at the, so he would have made a B, maybe even an A in script writing, but no more than a C and probably a D in an improv class, because when it was time to throw away the script or adjust the script or flip the script or however you want to look at it, he did not seem equipped. I am hoping, at least for the Texans' sake, that Nick Caley is much better at improv than his predecessor. Not just at script writing, because that part is important too. You want to get off to fast starts. But when the ish hits the fan, when you know what goes left, can the dude improv? Does he have answers to the impromptu questions that might pop up on the test?
You know what? What I thought of when you were talking about that was Rick Riley, the sports writer, mm. who was a brilliant sports writer.
Happened to Rick Riley?
This is what happened. Sports media moved into, hey, your one column a week isn't cutting it. You gotta be on TV, you gotta be on radio, you gotta stream, you gotta churn out more content. You take a guy that's really, really good at what he did, but then when all of a sudden he has to do it without being able to revise and everything, it was just, he was different. So like younger people that only knew Rick Riley from him trying to talk on television would be astounded if they went back and read his columns from back in the day.
One of the all-time great writers that you'll ever find, sports writers that you'll ever find. Yeah.
Tony Baker was, I've only watched Tony Baker do his voiceovers on animal videos, which are freaking hilarious. I haven't watched a whole lot of his stand-up. Does he do it? Does he bring any of his animal voiceover stuff to the stage?
No. At all? No, he doesn't, but that would have been a great extra element to the stand-up comedy, to be honest with you, man. But he is just, he's one of those where it seems like he would just be a funny guy even if he wasn't telling jokes. You know, like just,
he's just one of those people that can just say anything and it's funny.
Like Tracy Morgan has said, hey man, I can teach you how to write jokes. Like anybody can write jokes. I can teach you how to write jokes right now. But are you funny? You know, like writing a funny joke and actually just being a funny person is not necessarily the same thing. They can overlap, of course, obviously. But that this guy is just legit funny. Even if I watch some of his podcast, he does the Two Bald Guys podcast with Kev on stage, and it's just a podcast where they're just being hilarious, just being funny guys. I don't think any of it is scripted. It's pretty good stuff.
One of the best things I ever heard from Tracy Morgan was, because he was a guy that he's like one of those rare people who can just get up on stage and just go without necessarily preparing everything and all that. He's just naturally funny. But one of his keys, at least before he had all his health issues, was he was still, he made a point, no matter how successful he'd gotten, of still going to the barbershop in either Brooklyn or the Queens, wherever he's from, like, and just like staying grounded in like, oh yeah, this is funny. Yeah. Like this is real world, real people funny. And you could stay relatable and stay more, just in tune with just actual people, as opposed to just when you're around comedians all the time and you're just copying, you know, like just bouncing off of what they say.
You know who else I got to see as one of the opening acts? And I've only seen him. It's funny. I've seen him plenty in person and at KHOU, where you and I have both obviously done a lot of work. But I've got to see him do stand up for the first time. And that was Chinadu. You remember Chinadu from KHOU?
Yeah.
Man, I hadn't seen him in a long time, man. But apparently he's still getting it in with the comedy, and his stand-up, I'll be honest, was a lot funnier than I was expecting, given sort of the kind of how you have to kind of water it down for a family audience, for a TV family audience, to be on CBS, obviously. I wasn't expecting him to be as funny as he was, and I was pleasantly surprised. So it was actually a pretty good night at the Improv as a side note.
Plus, Chinadu, I think, got started off doing funny videos before he was a comedian, didn't he? Because that's the hard part, is a lot of times people that try to make the transition from doing comedic stuff and then you get up and stand up on stage, like that's a whole different ballpark, you know?
If that's true, I actually don't know that part, but if that's true, credit to him, because like I thought his stand-up, and this is just me personally, it's not a criticism of Chinadu, shout out to Chinadu, but I actually enjoyed his stand-up a lot better than I have enjoyed some of his sketches that he's done in the past. Like, not as a knock, but I just thought that the stand-up was legit funny in comparison. So good for him. But the whole point being, script writing versus impromptu improvisation, I want to see Nick Cayley be able to do that. This was him also talking about what the offense is going to look like in 2025.
Well, it depends on the players we got, and that's not a cop-out. That's the reality of it. So it can evolve, be willing to change and do whatever we do need to do that's necessary based on who we have and who we're playing. Whether that's, again, you want to get big in terms of multiple personnel or not, gap schemes or zone schemes, you know, committing to more play action or not, that's going to really be dependent on, you know, what your personnel dictates and who you have available. So again, that's the great part about this year, is we get to do a lot of different things and really put a lot of guys in different positions to run certain routes, some of these guys have never done anything, you know, or certain routes that we have, and they might be just exclusively outside receivers that we're working inside and vice versa. So it's a good opportunity just to see what these guys can do.
Yeah, my first time noticing there where he says it's not just a cop-out, it's the reality of it. I actually appreciate that, because I agree with him. I don't think it's a cop-out. I think that's the reality of what coaching should be.
One of the things that's interesting about that is that I felt like it was almost a knee-jerk reaction of people when they hired Nick Cayley, that nobody wanted to cite his New England lineage because of all the many years that we went through worrying about whether they were just trying to be Patriots South or whatever. But there's some similarities to him being both with McVay and then also with Belichick, which is that McVay has done a really good job of pivoting away from kind of the system that he learned under and the way they ran things, to changing his offense completely to suit the needs of his team. And it started the first year when they were the Rams, and Cayley wasn't there yet, but you know, they said, well, look, you know, yeah, we'd love to use a lot of tight ends and heavy personnel, but the fact of the matter is we've got more good wide receivers than we have tight ends or fullbacks or anybody else. So they became a team that just was in three wide receiver sets a whole bunch. They changed. And then when the zone running scheme wasn't really working for them, they changed and pivoted. And Cayley was a part of making that transition. But go back to New England, it wasn't the notion of a Patriots offense or a Tom Brady offense was really hard to pin down, because they changed almost every single year.
Yeah.
And there'd be years where they were more run heavy. There'd be years where they aired it out. There would be years where they were up tempo. There were years where they slowed it down. It was all based on who do we have and what can we do with them. You know, Tom Brady didn't really throw the deep ball a whole lot. And then Randy Moss showed up.
Yeah.
And it changed their offense. It changed everything.
Still striking to me, and I know we've heard Nick Caley talk a couple of times, a time or two now, it's still striking to me how much he actually sounds like Sean McVay.
Like McVay, yeah.
Yeah, he sounds a lot like. I don't think he's doing an impersonation per se. I just think maybe a coincidence that he just came from working with him and sounds exactly like him, but it is striking to me.
Yeah, and he's kind of a high-energy, smaller stature guy that he probably – I wonder if when he got to L.A. he felt like, oh – I can finally be myself. I don't have to act angry and depressed all the time like Belichick. Teams and coaching staffs take on the character of their head coach. And Belichick wanted no frivolity out there. Whereas with McVay, Caley could probably just be his damn self.
Speaking of Belichick in New England, could Stephon Diggs get cut by the Patriots? And could Bill Belichick bail early on North Carolina? As crazy as it sounds, it's possible. Let's talk about it next, right here on Payne and Pendergast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.